Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Pasek of BonBurner.ca, and welcome to the BonBurner Radio Network on more than twice daily, even on the weekends. Fired Up shows available on 114 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, and our own app, the BonBurner app, available on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search BonBurner, download it today. Welcome to the debut episode of Raw Rewind, a recap of Monday Night Raw here every Monday. Today's edition for October 7th. This week came to you from Bakersfield, California, with the Rookie of the Year, Giancarlo Aleno. All right. They show a recap of last week's Raw. Then in the ring, Randy Orton and King Baron Corbin were putting the boots to Rusev. Lashley appeared with a robe in Rusev's room, in his bed. Then Lana appeared, and Lana and Rusev, or Lana and Bobby Lashley, I don't know. And then Rusev went nuts on Randy Orton and Baron Corbin. Giancarlo, what did you think of this?
Where do you start with this? Confusing, probably the best word to put it. You have Rusev, Corbin, and Orton, that whole Crown Jewel tag team match. It looks like they were starting there, and again with Lashley and Lana, picked that up from last week, and I don't know if Lashley's going to be on Team Flair or not, but they seem to be going in this direction with a feud between the two, and Rusev is just stuck in the middle of it, so not the best start to the show for tonight.
Lacey Evans took on Natalya in the last woman's standing bout, and guys, Giancarlo, I'm going to tell you this. 17 minutes, 30 seconds, this was the best match of the night, and maybe even the best match of Natalya's career in the WWE. Natalya gunning the victory in the last woman standing match. What did you think?
Yeah, it was an interesting matchup between the two of them. I like how Lacey Evans, they had too many nine counts, I thought, but it added to it at the end when Natalya got that big power bomb to end it. They went all around the arena there, and I think this is a fitting end to the feud. It looks like one of them will be on, they'll probably both be on separate brands. I don't see them being on the same brand, but nice way to end the feud. They've had a lot of matches together, and Lacey Evans gets put through a table, and Natalya looks like, depending on what brand she's on, could be in a position for a title shot.
And Natalya, like I said, one of her best matches ever. Tyson Fury was shown backstage with his wife and five children. All right, Tyson Fury is going to confront get the San Francisco tonight. Aleister Black now on Raw. So Selena Vega coming to never mind that one. All right, Aleister Black was shown in a black backdrop. He said, "Somebody knock on his door." The Street Profits were backstage talking about next week's draft. They brought up Buddy Murphy. They brought up Drake Maverick. Call them like yourself, Giancarlo, a 40-year-old version, even though you're not a 40 years old. I think you're 20, but anyways. All right, another good match. Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler took on the Viking Raiders, and this was back and forth, 17 minutes. The Raiders getting the victory. They're in line for a title shot. They, in fact, announced next week on Raw, the Raiders will get a title shot against Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler. What did you think?
Yeah, just they're getting a title shot now by winning in this non-title bout, but now with the draft coming up, it's going to be interesting to see if the losing team will switch brands, but I thought it was an okay match. Looks like next week they're going to probably get more of the same, but I think Ziggler and Roode could be, this could be a sign that that team could be breaking up a little earlier than expected.
All right, Aleister Black then was shown, and he said he's going to go to the ring to take on a couple challengers. Those challengers were the Singh brothers in a handicap match. 1 minute, blah, blah, blah. I'm not even talking about that. Singh brothers on Raw, come on. All right, then Charlie Caruso interviewed Rey Mysterio, who said he had to bring his family in there. Cain Velasquez is the only guy who's going to take a part of Brock Lesnar. What did you think, Giancarlo?
It was interesting there when he brought up that Cain Velasquez is Dominic's godfather. So we're finding about more about the Mysterio family. They had Dominic, he was proud of him, but he also mentioned that he wasn't really able to defend him. So maybe they're leaving the door open down the road. Ray and Brock, they were to have one match, like a one-off type thing, as they build up for Brock versus Cain Velasquez. So I like how they kind of tease that a little bit, but it's good that you find out more of this backstory between Cain Velasquez and Rey Mysterio.
The OC, the Gallows, Carl Anderson, AJ Styles took on the Lucha House Party. OC beating the House Party in 9 minutes 30 seconds. I'm not even going to talk on that. All right. Then it was time for a Miz TV segment. Miz ran through a historic year of accomplishments, of Becky and Charlotte came out. They were sort of mishmashing against each other. The Kabuki Warriors came out, and that led to a match. The Kabuki Warriors, the tag team ladies champions, up against the Raw ladies champion Becky Lynch, SmackDown ladies champion Charlotte Flair, and we have a surprise, and I'm going to call her Asuka Muda. Asuka Muda spitting out the green mist again. Go ahead, Giancarlo.
Yeah, big win for the Kabuki Warriors, fresh off their tag team title win. I think they're heels now, which is kind of a shame because Asuka's music hit tonight, and if you were to hear her entrance a year ago, or even just back to earlier this year, the crowd erupting when she come out, and now it's like she doesn't even get the same reaction anymore. So it's a little bit of a shame there, and maybe this heel run will freshen up some storylines down the road. But I think they need Paige back or somebody as a mouthpiece, the manager, to cut promos because the crowd, they were just hijacking that whole promo, and if that's going to continue, it's not going to take them seriously when they eventually defend the titles.
Ricochet against Apollo Crews. Ricochet beating Apollo Crews in 4 minutes. They said they were best friends, blah, blah. All right. Then, in the main event of the evening, and this wasn't a main event, it was time to get these hands versus Tyson Fury. Go ahead, Giancarlo.
Yeah, both of them need to be separated by security. Same old stuff we've seen in the past. Strowman pushes Fury. They don't get too physical here. They just basically like hug each other in the corner. Security comes out. They attack the security. Superstars come to break it up. And it looks like that's going to be a match maybe in the short future. It's coming up quickly. There's a pay-per-view at the end of the month. That looks like a great spot for it.
All right. So that's this week's Raw. Here on the first edition of Raw Rewind with Giancarlo. Giancarlo, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. Also, Giancarlo is going to do the Wednesday Night War updates as I'm going to be away with the Jewish holiday or holy day called Yom Kippur. So, Giancarlo, hopefully you do the job on Wednesday. If you do the job on Wednesday, maybe I promote you to the main event instead of the curtain jerker. Go ahead, Giancarlo.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and check out all my articles on formburner.ca.
Thanks a lot, Giancarlo.
Thanks, John.